I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyn.com and Citrix Systems GoToMeeting. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. Yes, it is. It's that time again when all the weirdness happens, and you know you'll love it. Yes, you do, or you would just go somewhere else, which we don't want you to do because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. You, of course, knew that because you are a faithful watcher of the show or listener. We've got a lot of things to talk about on that front, as a matter of fact. We are now on the Stitcher radio service. Dude. So let's think about that. You can get the Dr. Bill show right here on the Dr. Bill website, drbill.tv. You can also go to techpodcast.com because we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, as we mentioned. You can also go to blueberry, blueberry.com for the blueberry site, which carries our show, and iTunes and the Roku box. We have our very own Roku channel, after all, which is, of course, drbillbailey.net netcasts. All you got to do is go to Roku, go to channels, type in drbill.tv, hit the old button there, and we will show up, and you can connect to the Dr. Bill Roku channel. Dude, we're everywhere. And now, not only are we everywhere, we're also on Stitcher. Well, actually, Stitcher is included in everywhere, isn't it? Yes. I, of course, knew that. Yes, Fred. Fred says, of course. Well, then why did you say it? Because I say things. My mouth does things that my brain is not aware of. My brain does things my mouth's not aware of. I'm kind of disjointed sometimes. Anyway, we of course have stuff as usual, and the stuff is pretty good this week. As a matter of fact, some of the stuff's downright funny this week. We have some actual geek culture. Now, used to, we had geek culture all the time on the netcast, but that was mostly when we were audio only. Now that we're video and we're on YouTube, yet see, that's another place we are, is on YouTube. And other places that restrict you to stuff that you have to say that you personally own. Well, of course I don't personally own all the geek culture that's on the web. Wow, that would be wild. I don't. So, I used to just play things like audios and audio from videos. It was an audio netcast. You know what I'm saying? You can only play the audio. So, you know, we even had me and Vista down by the schoolyard. I mean, silly. Much silliness. We still spread silliness throughout the universe. Kind of our job. But anyway, speaking of silliness and geek culture, this past week was April Fool's on Monday. Now, that seems odd to me now, because it's been so long ago. At least it feels that way. You know, a whole week can be a long time. So it's kind of amazing to me that April Fool's was just Monday of this past week. But anyway, there were many April Fool's jokes on the interwebs. Not the least of which was some of Google's. They had Smelling is Believing. They had the Google Nose product that they talked about with such smells as lemon and wet dog. That was available via search. Not really. It was an April Fool's joke. Figured I'd better clarify that. Anyway, you'll have expertly curated knowledge graphs of and descriptions of aromas with Google Nose. Not really. Anyway, they also had things like the fact that YouTube, speaking of YouTube, was going to be shut down after 8 years of usage. They were going to decide which was the best video and then just shut the whole thing down. Again, it was an April Fool's joke, so don't worry. Then they also had Gmail Blue. I actually kind of like this one pretty well. Gmail Blue, the idea of that was that, you know, the next version of Windows is going to be called Windows Blue. It's kind of codenamed Windows Blue. It's probably going to be Windows 8.1, just saying. But at any rate, Windows Blue. And so, let's see if we can play just a little bit of the audio in the background
we are faced with a challenge.
Of that. Oh, no, we can't because I have the way I have the microphone set up. Never mind. See, when you use a USB microphone, such as the official Audio-Technica ATR2100 USB, that's a mouthful. Anyway, when you use this microphone, it takes over your audio subsystem. Yes. And so that's why I couldn't play the audio, which I probably shouldn't do anyway, because YouTube gets all bum-fuzzled about that. You don't know about the word bum-fuzzled? No? Bum-fuzzled is a word that I think I may have made up at some point long ago, but it means confuzzulated. Yes, I just made that one up too. But you got it, didn't you? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's time to talk about one of our marvelous sponsors. Matter of fact, today is the last day, at least for a while, that we'll have dyndying.com as a sponsor. So let's give them a really good discussion of their benefits because they have a great many benefits, right? Now look, you want a faster internet, right? That goes without saying. You want your websites to load quicker, and you want to make sure that if your DNS provider goes down, you have a secondary route to your website. This is where dyn.com comes in. With outsourced DNS, you can make sure that people get to your websites at all times. With managed DNS, you can even connect items like your webcam or your DVR, your private channel that you can pull it from at any time. And listen, businesses, they want email delivery. I mean, it's critical for email delivery for businesses to be snappy and to be not blocked by everybody and his brother. You know what I'm saying? If your business relies on that contact list in your email, then you need Dyn's email solutions that can get your message to your clients and your customers. I mean, they opt in for this email. This is not spam we're talking about. This is opt-in email. So you can send secure email, bulk email, and set up high-volume mailboxes right on Dyn's delivery services. Most important, Dyn is in the middle of a switch to IPv6. They're already experts at it, and they're ahead of the game. They have complete support for IPv6. Hard to say, but very important, okay? Now look, it's simple. Get faster internet by using Dyn for DNS. Simply visit dyn.com/podcast30 and fill out the contact form or start shopping right away and save 30% using the promo code. Are you ready? The promo code is podcast30. Use that at checkout. So once again, visit dyn.com/podcast30. Okay? Telling you, Dyn.com, they're good folks over there, and they can help you out with your DNS and email situation at your small business. Or, you know, if you work somewhere, a big business, they can use it as well. I'm just saying, youneeddine.com. All right, let's move on to some other items on the drbill.tv website, blog, thing, web blog, discussion, etc. Okay, what does Google's adoption of Blink mean? Now, when I think of Blink, I think of the episode of Doctor Who where you weren't supposed to blink or the weeping angels would get you. Ugh, that was spooky. I like Doctor Who. He's my favorite alien with two hearts that runs around in a TARDIS, time and relative dimension in space. Just saying. Don't know too many aliens with two hearts that run around in a TARDIS, but I do kind of know him. We're kind of tight. Anyway, Blink. So that's what I think of when I think of Blink. But Blink is also a thing. Yes. Google has adopted Blink, and in doing so, are they preparing for a post-PC era? Matter of fact, are we already in a post-PC era? And what about Naomi, I say here in the blog, which, as I mentioned in the blog, is a reference to the old PBS show, The Electric Company. Electric Company! I used to really like that show when I was in college. You say, Dr. Bill, why were you watching The Electric Company in college? I don't entirely know, but it was a lot of fun. They had Easy Reader. They had Spider-Man. They had, you know, they were like Sesame Street. They were sponsored by letters and numbers and things of that nature. And they had Fargo North Decoder. He was a decoder, and his name was Fargo North. Really? Would I kid you about something like that? Anyway, they also had a little soap opera they called Love of Chair. Doesn't this sound like a show that I would really get behind? Yes. Okay. So anyway, the announcer would always, you know, talk about Love of Chair, and they would have this whole episode. And at the very end, they would say, and what about Naomi? So that became a catchphrase for me in college. What about Naomi? And everybody go, what? So anyway, I figured I'd better explain it. We got off topic, didn't we? As we are wont to do. Okay, it says here that yesterday the surprise news came that Google was going to kick Apple's WebKit rendering engine to the curb and replace it with a new open source rendering engine called Blink. Based on WebKit, which is a fork in the open source world. That's what they call it, a fork. So anyway, you know, not like a fork, like a utensil, or even a spoon. Yes, I had a spoon on my table. I have a great many odd things on my table, including my phone, which I don't always have. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, based on WebKit. According to Google, the reason behind the switch was the fact that WebKit has grown too complicated, and making the switch to its own rendering engine will benefit projects such as the Chrome browser and the Chrome OS. Now, the author of this article says that they really switched to Blink because they're wanting to go tinier with their code and be able to put the Chrome browser on things like the phone and other small devices, and they don't need all those millions of lines of code that come with WebKit, the old WebKit. A Blink is thinner. Yes. I would like to be thinner. You say, Dr. Bill, there's a solution for that. Eat less. Well, if you're gonna go there... Okay, that's depressing. Let's move on to LucasArts Games. Go open source. To LucasArts Games by the company called Raven, which reminds me of Teen Titans Raven. Did you watch that show on TV? It was odd. It had anime-ish art. Spiky hair. My hair often gets spiky, but it's not because I'm an anime character. Character. Okay, anyway. You see, Disney bought LucasArts. And when they did, they owned LucasArts, the company that makes games, which started out with some pretty cool games, but have recently gotten lame. This, according to the Game Master, my son Benjamin, who is the Game Master. I asked him to come on and do a kind of a review of this particular news item, and he said, meh. Which is his way of saying, meh. Okay. So anyway, this company, Raven, decided in honor of their tenure with LucasArts, which is now no more, they are releasing two FPS titles that were released in 2002 and 2003. And those two titles are Jedi Outcast and Jedi Academy. My throat's getting slightly dry, so if my voice gets a little raspy, you'll know what it's about. Just saying. Okay, so Kyle Katarin. I've heard the Game Master talk a lot about Kyle Katarin, the bounty hunter and Jedi that was first introduced in 1995's Dark Forces. So two games are going to be released, or have been released, into open source. Now, I'm a big open source dude, okay? And so I think that's cool. And I think the Game Master is slightly jazzed. He didn't say meh about the announcement. He said meh about talking about it. So there you go. Okay, next item. Apache releases an open source open meeting platform. Now, you know, Apache is big into open source things. And they have the Apache web browser. And they have Tomcat, which is an alternative web platform for application, you know, release and such. So they have announced a new open source open meeting through the web thing, which sounds a little bit like GoToMeeting, which is our sponsor that we're going to talk about in just a minute. But here's the thing. Obviously, this is a brand new open source project that's not going to have anywhere near the features of GoToMeeting, but it will be free to tinker with and code and do things with. So let's just say it's not ready for prime time. You know what I'm saying? But they announced it and it's coming out, and I think that's interesting. And you know, I struggled with this. You know, my journalistic integrity is such that I have to mention this because this is news and it's an open source thing that's been done here, and I'm all into that. But at the same time, GoToMeeting is my sponsor, and they are an awesome sponsor. I like Citrix Systems. They're a great company, and they have great products. So I thought, do I mention this or not? And I decided, you know, I need to mention it. But I will clarify it, and that is, this product isn't even a product. It's just been released, and they're going to tinker with the code, and it's not ready. But GoToMeeting, now that's ready, and you can use it now, and you can use it free. Okay? So let's talk about that. You know, listen, after all, meetings are essential to the way we work. They really are. You meet all the time. And it's an opportunity to share ideas, to do problem solving, to develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out geographically in different locations, coming together to meet can be an impossible task unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's simply the most powerful way to meet and to collaborate online. I'm telling you, you know that. Now listen, I use GoToMeeting. We use it at work. Our vendors use GoToMeeting. I mean, Tech Podcast Network, they use GoToMeeting when we meet and talk about different things. So GoToMeeting is a tool that I've used, and I've really enjoyed using it. So I encourage you to check it out. I mean, we're talking about free here. So listen, no matter where anybody is located in your company or your business or your social group, or maybe you've got to get everybody in your church together to meet and everybody can't come out physically to the same location for it, you can use GoToMeeting. It allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. You know the phrase, get on the same page? Well, you can get on the same web page through GoToMeeting. That's pretty cool. And you could use the built-in HD video conferencing where you can see each other face-to-face if you use an HD webcam like the one I'm using right here, the Microsoft LifeCam Studio, and you can have actual HD, dude, for everybody to use. So that's neat. Now look, it's easy to launch a meeting from anywhere using your computer, your phone, or even now your tablet like an iPad. That's a new feature. You can do it from an iPad. And you can even present directly from the iPad. So, here's what you need to do. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, all you got to do is go to GoToMeeting.com, the website, GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the special promo code PODCAST. Okay? P-O-D-C-A-S-T, PODCAST. Remember to use that code PODCAST. Now listen, GoToMeeting, meeting is believing. Telling you. All right, so let's move on now to the... Whoa! Yes, Fred. The Geek Software of the Week. You know, I don't even think Fred would do the stuff up on the screen if he didn't get to do the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Yeah. Didn't think so. He just likes to see me jump. That's why he throws it in there the way he does. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week, Geek Software of the Week this week is SIV. SIV. I'm just pronouncing it that way to be silly. It's actually SIV, System Information Viewer. Now, this is one of those tools that's just cool, okay? You know, sometimes if you're going to put stuff into your PC, you need to know what's in it. You know what I'm saying? You need to know what kind of processor, or what kind of video card, and you don't want to tear the thing apart. You know what I'm saying? So SIV is cool because you can run this. Now, there's a 32-bit version, and there's a 64-bit version. And, of course, my PC is a 64-bit, so that's what I had to run. But both of them are available in the download, and so you just have to pick the right one to run. Okay? So you do that. And when you do, you will be able to see just about everything there is to know about your PC. Now, on the blog, I put a screenshot of what it says for my particular PC, which is an AMD. Yeah, it's got all kinds of stuff there. It's a 6-processor system. Yes, power. So anyway, and it's running Windows 8. And there's a lot of other information about it. You can click through all the little tabs at the bottom of the screen there, and you can see all kinds of information. So it's cool. I'm telling you. So anyway, let's see. I talked about that, and you need to check that out, by the way. But Stitcher. There's a link on the website over on the right-hand column if you scroll down below the world that's spinning. And by the way, that world that's spinning shows who is currently logged on, but it also shows the number of visits we have had to the website since January 1. Okay? Plus, we've got, the Stitcher ad. We got the Roku 3 place there where you can click in and get information about a Roku 3. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything I wanted to mention. I did at least remember to talk about, just barely, remembered to talk about the Roku channel, that we have our very own Roku channel. Haven't mentioned that in a long time, but I tell you, hook up that Roku channel to your Roku and then go to your Roku account and give us 5 stars, please, because that will push our ratings up on the Roku channel, and when people search for a silliness, they'll find Dr. Bill. Yes. Which is a good thing. I'm sure. We're also going to have a VertZine this week, which we haven't had in a while. Talking about some things on VertZine. And we won't have a handheld hack because I don't have any new handheld stuff to talk about. And what else is happening? Can't think of anything else. So that's my cue to say that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.